Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Episode 4, Clash of the Titans. Part 1. Rhea could barely hear her own footsteps on the thick carpet. The corridor seemed to go on forever, and the doors on either side had numbers on them. She wasn't sure where she was or what she was doing there, but she could recognize a hotel when she saw one. This was one of the nicer ones, sure, but a hotel nonetheless. She looked down at herself, seeing the black, form-fitting jumpsuit she'd worn when she was working, her own word for her career as a master thief. It wasn't hard to steal things when you could teleport into a room, grab whatever you wanted, and teleport out again without worrying about locked doors or alarms. She had loved the thrill of it, and had always told herself that she was stealing to live, making her money by doing what she knew how to do, like anyone else. Sure, people would miss the things she stole, but most of them had been rich enough to go out and buy something else to fill the stolen item's place. And if it was irreplaceable, well, what business did they have keeping it to themselves anyway? But something was different this time. She felt like she wasn't just here to steal something. She had something else to do. What could it be? She had no idea, but kept walking, her boots sinking into the carpet at every step. She had the strangest feeling that something was wrong, and when she looked down again, she knew why. Her breasts had disappeared. The jumpsuit had always been tight, and it had shown off her body, even though no one saw her when she was working. A girl still liked to look good, but now it didn't. Her body was lean, slender, and, no doubt about it, male. What the hell is going on? She stopped. Or she wanted to stop. Her body, the new body she found herself in, didn't let her. She kept walking and finally reached a door. She didn't know why this particular door was different than the others she had walked past, but something inside her knew this was the right place. She felt the familiar feeling of flexing a muscle inside her mind, and then teleported through the door. She was inside the hotel room. It was a large suite, and the room she appeared in was the lounge area. Through the window, she could see a sight she recognized, the glittering electric rainbow of lights on the Las Vegas Strip. She judged that she was probably somewhere near the Tropicana Boulevard intersection of the famous street. To her right, an open door led to the suite's bedroom. Inside, she could hear someone snoring. She again felt her body move against her will, pulling her toward the bed and the person on it. She fought back, but to no avail. 8 steps brought her to the end of the bed, and she looked at the sleeping man. He seemed vaguely familiar, the way a Hollywood star or politician does, but she couldn't place him. He was in his 50s, with salt-and-pepper hair and a kind, clean-shaven face. She lifted her right hand and held it out, palm down, pointing to the man. Again, the feeling of flex. But this time, it wasn't her teleportation ability that was used.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The man in the bed began to choke. He opened his eyes and looked up at her, surprised and scared, as his hands went to his throat and began to claw at it, as if something was holding him. She slowly closed her hand into a fist, and as her fingers came together, the man's eyes widened more and more. He was obviously unable to draw a breath, and he began to thrash around in the bed. It reminded Rhea of Star Wars, with her playing the part of Darth Vader executing some unfortunate officer. She again tried to fight, tried to regain control of her body, but whoever was controlling it was stronger than her. She was reduced to being a passenger, a spectator. When the fingers had closed all the way, she made a quick gesture of the wrist, and she heard the man's neck snap like a twig. He collapsed on his back and went limp. Rhea was terrified, but as she turned her head, her eyes caught the full-length mirror in the bedroom. Even in the dark, she was able to see clearly. She had been right. She wasn't herself. She was looking through the eyes of a dark-haired man in his 20s. He was skinny, had a pleasant face and sparkling green eyes. He looked immensely pleased with himself. It was like he could see her behind his own eyes, could feel that she was inside him, terrified. His mouth shaped a sentence, a word. Oh, God, that word. At that moment, Rhea gave one final mental kick and felt how she separated from the man, like a Band-Aid being pulled off skin. She felt a moment of disorientation and then opened her eyes and looked into the familiar ceiling of her apartment behind the Convergence Club. She slowly sat up and groaned. Her face and torso was slick with sweat, and even though she slept in a top and pajama pants, she had obviously soaked the sheet as well. She would have to change it, not that she thought there was much chance of going back to sleep. She swung her legs out of bed and went to her desk, where Greek mythology from the Titans to Olympus still lay. She had read it closely, cover to cover, after she had found out her blood had been stolen. The blood that had been part of Project Titan. The Titans were great and powerful beings, the ancestors of the Greek gods. They had been the protectors of the Earth through the Golden Age, before mankind had begun to fight each other. Essentially, she had thought, the Greek version of the Garden of Eden, except with superpowers. She had read the sections about the Titan with her name, Rhea, eagerly. Rhea had been the mother of Zeus and several other gods and goddesses. Just like her husband, she had been connected with the earth element, as well as the flow of energy and power, something she could identify with. Rhea's husband had been the leader of the Titans, a cruel and horrible creature that had no moral scruples about eating his own children when he had been told one of them would overthrow him. Fortunately, one of them had eluded him, his son, Zeus, who managed to capture the Titans and give the Olympic gods a chance to live. Rhea's husband was named Kronos, and that was the word she'd seen on the lips of the man in her dream. I am Kronos, and you are mine, Rhea.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.